Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
It's our News Digest. So this is a real story that appeared in news. And I must say, I didn't know about this. When I first started reading it, I thought they were talking about individuals who are kidnapped, especially children, for human trafficking or child sex trafficking. But this particular issue, there could be some people who disappear because of that. Mm. We know that's happening everywhere, including Taiwan. Watch your children. But this is a problem that is very unique to Japanese culture.
Exactly. And we're talking about the evaporated population. To evaporate just means a liquid changes into a gas, usually because of heat. After a rainstorm in the summer, of course, the streets are all wet, but the water quickly evaporates and the streets are dry again. But here we're talking about people who evaporate in Japan. That's what they're called in Japanese. Jungfa, I believe, is the kanji for that. Mm. And indeed, we're talking about those people who just magically disappear for whatever reason. We'll talk about that in today's lesson. So let's get to it. Let's talk about those missing people in Japan. Let's listen now to our article read from top to bottom. In Japan, over 80,000 individuals go missing annually, with an astonishing proportion believed to have deliberately evaporated. Considered a taboo topic in Japan because of the shame associated with it,This act of vanishing isn't exclusive to the modern era. The concept of johatsu, or evaporated people, originated in the 1960s when some people in disastrous marriages preferred self-imposed exile to publicly humiliating divorces. Today, motivations have diversified, though many relate to how Japan's culture of conformity and maintaining a harmonious society.Creates the pressure to succeed and fit in. Some individuals may seek to escape the shame of a failed marriage or career. Others are fleeing debt or domestic violence. Still others merely yearn for a fresh start elsewhere. The Missing Persons Search Support Association of Japan argues that the official statistics might be just the tip of the iceberg, speculating that the true count of missing people every year could be in the hundreds of thousands.One factor that allows people to successfully evaporate is the help from Yonigeya, or night moving businesses. These firms, sometimes steered by former evaporated people, cater to those wishing to discreetly relocate with a variety of services, including moving in the dead of night, locating secret hideouts, and ensuring their customers' whereabouts are not tracked. Another factor helping those wishing to disappear.Is Japan's rigid protection of privacy rights. To comply with these strict regulations, the police won't look for missing persons except when a crime or accident is involved. This allows the evaporated people to settle into new environments and withdraw cash from their accounts without being detected. The phenomenon of Japan's evaporated people is a painful reminder of social pressures and how far people go to escape them.It's crucial that societies worldwide ensure their citizens never feel compelled to evaporate.
Let's dive in, guys. We are exploring Japan's mysterious evaporated population. We've got quotation marks around evaporated because you can't really evaporate a population unless, I guess, you bomb them with a nuclear bomb. You could evaporate people that way.
But we say vaporize.
Vaporize, yeah. It's similar, but not quite the same. So this is an evaporated population. Where are they going? How are they just suddenly disappearing into thin air?
Japan has got enough problems because they say that if Japan's population continues to decline, eventually there will be no Japanese people left on the face of the earth. So we should start a campaign, save the Japanese.
Exactly,
so they don't disappear. And then Japan is just an empty place for other countries to move into. But
we're getting kind of close to that ourselves, though, here in Taiwan.
Could be, yeah. We need to have more kids.
More
out there. Kids are fun. They're cute. Come on, you guys. There's nothing wrong with being parents. But in any case here, we're exploring the evaporated population in Japan. And in Japan, over 80,000 individuals or people go missing annually or every year, with an astonishing proportion believed to have deliberately evaporated. Now, here we've got the word with, which adds more information to the above sentence. You could just have that sentence by itself. In Japan, over 80,000 individuals go missing every year. But we want to add some more information to that. We want to clarify it. We're giving you the exact, not the exact number yet, but we're adding some information here. We've got this astonishing proportion, and that proportion of people is believed to have been deliberately evaporated or evaporated themselves. So a proportion is just a ratio here, and we're just talking about 80,000 people compared to the population. That may not be very large, but still, when you consider that it's people disappearing, that does seem like a rather large number. 80,000 people, that's like, how many of my hometowns is that? That's like 10 of my, or no, 80, or no.
Oh, wow.
Well, maybe 10, yeah. 10 of my hometowns disappearing every year.
That's crazy. We learned through Congress that we have 85,000 kids who disappeared from the border, but it's not through deliberate evaporating themselves. They're being taken and used for other purposes from just... Ugh. So watch your kids again. So this is interesting. They have decided they no longer want to exist where they were. They want to leave their lives. We're going to talk about why that is. It's considered a taboo topic. If something's taboo, or some people say taboo, but that's weird to me. Taboo is how we kind of grew up saying it, taboo. If it's taboo, oh, you shouldn't talk about it. Or if you do talk about it, you whisper, or you only say things to your friends about it. For example, it used to be a taboo to talk about sex in, you know, a public setting. And now everything's talked about all the time, which is kind of crazy. But it's considered a topic that no one talks about in Japan because of the shame associated with it. So this act of vanishing or disappearing isn't exclusive to the modern era. This happened, or it has been taking place for a long time in the Japanese society. Shame is when you're humiliated about something and you just don't want to show your face. And so in Japan, they decided, well, you know, I'm so shame-filled. Instead of maybe some, I'm sure, kill themselves,
right,
but their bodies are not found, and others just disappear, and hopefully they go and live somewhere else where they can have a better life.
Right. They may actually just stay home, for example, and become, what do they call them? Nerds or something like that. Jainan or Jainu or whatever. Mm. That might be something that they do. But we're talking specifically about people who just disappear. And, of course, this particular phenomenon is not unique to the modern era. The concept of johatsu, or evaporated people, originated in the 1960s when some people in disastrous marriages preferred self-imposed exile to publicly humiliating divorces. Mm. So this concept, this idea of johatsu, which again refers to evaporating, that came from the 1960s. And at that time, some people were in disastrous marriages. If something's disastrous, well, it is a disaster. Disastrous here is turning the word disaster into an adjective. So these were marriages that just weren't working out. They were probably forced on these people. You have to get married before a certain age, and I've introduced you to this person. You have to obey me because I'm your parents. Mm-hmm. But the marriage did not work out. They were fighting all the time. The kids were being influenced by that. So a lot of people wanted to get out of those marriages. But it would be a big loss of face to tell your friends, I'm divorced. Nowadays, maybe it's more acceptable. But back then, oh no, you cannot be divorced. Mm-hmm. That is the end of the world for you.
Yeah, it's very different in the U.S., that's for sure. So, yeah, they had some disastrous marriages, and they preferred self-imposed exile. Self-imposed means you do it to yourself. So self-harm, you know, you hurt yourself. So this is self-imposed exile. To impose something on somebody is to force them. So you're forcing yourself into exile, which means you're usually not where you're comfortable. You're not home. If a person is exiled from their country, they can no longer live in their own country. But usually a government will exile them. I know there are people fighting for freedom, for example, who can no longer stay in some communist nation. So they will. They sometimes are exiled. Hopefully they're not killed. They're exiled. So they really felt that being a divorcee, was humiliating, very shameful. And so they preferred to just escape, to evaporate. So today, motivations have diversified. Today, it's not just disastrous marriages. There are lots of reasons nowadays that people are now evaporating themselves. Here, we're talking about the word diversified. If something's diverse, it's varied, it's very different. Everything's a little bit unique on its own. It's not all the same. If you have a diversified population, you have people from all different races and maybe even different countries who come together to live together to diversify. So today, their motivations, the reason why they're evaporating, these reasons are no longer just, a humiliating divorce. It goes beyond that.
Right. So we've got different reasons nowadays besides divorce. And in Japan's culture, of course, you've got conformity. That's very important. You've got to act like everybody else. And you also need to maintain a harmonious society. Everything has to work well. Everything needs to look like everybody's getting along. So that creates the pressure to succeed and fit in. So, yes, you must be successful if you live in Japan or in Korea, for that matter. They probably have the same problem there.
It's not as bad.
Yeah. And you need to fit in, which means you just need to belong. You can't be seen as an outsider or a troublemaker. Otherwise, you'll not be able to survive very long. And some individuals, some people, may seek to escape the shame of a failed marriage or career, and others are fleeing debt or domestic violence. Still others merely yearn for a fresh start elsewhere. So these are the various reasons why people are evaporating or why they are disappearing. Yes, of course, you've got that failed marriage. Maybe you lost your job. That's an extreme loss of face there. Or maybe you owe people money, or you're beaten up by your husband or even your wife. And, maybe you're just sick of living in Tokyo and you want a fresh start, say, down in Kyushu or something like that. I'd like to move to the country and get a fresh start and feel like a human being.
Yeah, so still others merely or only yearn for a fresh start, as Tom was talking about. If you yearn for something, it's a really strong, intense sort of feeling that you lack something that you don't have, or that you long for something. Oh, I really want something. Yearn is we use it when we really have an intense feeling. So they yearn for a fresh start somewhere or elsewhere, anywhere but there. So the Missing Persons Search Support Association of Japan has something to say about this. But we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about what the Missing Persons Search Support Association has to say. Stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. 我是派老师。今天讲解的是3月21号 Unit 11 Exploring Japan's Mysterious Evaporated Population. 这个单元介绍日本特殊的社会现象人间蒸发。日本每年都有8万多的失踪人口，其中有一大部分是刻意消失的。课外文内容提到，由于日本社会压力比较大，强调和谐与团体秩序，许多人面临社会压力时，为了避免冲突而选择逃避，远走他乡。好，我们一起来看学习重点吧。请同学看到第一段第一个句子，同样在逗点之后有一个，这是我们所谓附加说明。附加说明，对主要子句的附加说明，让我们知道说这八万多人，他每年有八万多人消失是怎么样的一个情况。 With an astonishing proportion，这当中，这八万多人当中呢，有相当惊人的一部分believed to have， 请同学把 believed 的 ed 圈起来，在 with 介系词后面是不可能出现毫无变化的原形动词， 后面要不就是加上 ing， 要不就是用过去分词。那由于呢，这是我们大家认为的这个状况，这一大部分的人口有相当惊人的比例呢，是大家认为他们是刻意消失的。那再请同学看到后面的 to have， 这个 have 其实是助动词的 have。那由于他们消失或所谓的人间蒸发这几个动作是发生的比较早，在更早，那为了要做这样时态的区别，所以这里我们用 have 再加 PP。 再来请同学看到第二段，第二段的第二个句子。好，请同学看到的是这个 the concept of Joe Hudson。 好，动词在哪里啊？动词隔了中间有两个逗点之后 originated， 这个才是主要动词。这个观念是60年代，上个世纪60年代呢就开始了。好，那再来请看到这个句子还有一个动词在后面， when some people in disastrous marriages preferred， 这个 prefer 是后面副词子句的动词 prefer， 我们说宁可怎么样而不要什么，喜欢 A 胜于 B， 那我们这里用法就是 prefer self-imposed exile to 后面这个 divorces， 就他们宁可选择 A 也不要 B， 所以 to 之后的呢是他比较不喜欢的。好，那再来请同学注意到第三个句子， Today motivations have diversified though many，请同学特别注意把 many 画起来，这个 many 到底是什么呢？它是一个代名词哦，其实所代替的就是前面的 motivations， 有很多动机跟后面这些有关系，跟日本的从众还有这种强调社会和谐的文化是有关系的。那请同学看到第四个句子，下面就告诉我们不同的动机啦，有些是什么状况，另外一些是什么情况，还有什么样的情况，请同学把 some, others, still others 画起来。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue talking about the evaporated population of Japan, specifically referred to as Johatsu, or to evaporate, Zhengfa. That's the kanji there. And people, of course, disappear in Japan for various reasons. In the past, it was because they were in disastrous marriages, but nowadays they have other reasons. They may have lost their job, maybe they owe people some money, they have domestic violence, or they just want to start fresh someplace new. They're sick of their life and all the pressure. Maybe they want to go someplace and grow rice or something like that and be a farmer. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sounds good.
But still, you don't want people to know that's what you're doing. It will be a big loss of face. And in Japan, we've got this association called the Missing Persons Search Support Association of Japan. This organization argues that the official statistics might be just the tip of the iceberg. So at the beginning of the article, we said that 80,000 individuals go missing annually, but this particular association says, the figure might be much larger than that. The 80,000 figure may be just the tip of the iceberg. An iceberg is a large piece of ice floating in the ocean. And of course, as you know, you can only see a little bit of it sticking above the surface of the water. 80% or 90% of it is still underwater. So if you say it's just the tip of the iceberg, that means the number is too small. It's probably much larger than that.
Yeah, that's a very famous phrase or idiom that we use. Oh, it's just the tip of the iceberg. And we don't say it's just a tip of the iceberg. It's just the tip of the iceberg. It's just the start of a bigger problem that is hidden. So you can see the very, very top, but oh, if you start digging, it's a big, big issue. Because most of that iceberg is below the surface of the water. You can't see it. So, yeah. It's probably even worse news because we're going to find out they don't even track people who aren't reported. So there are a lot of people who just disappear and no one reports them, which is very sad, because that means nobody really misses them. So one factor that allows people to successfully disappear or evaporate is the help from, how do you say this?
Yonigeya.
Yonigeya,
I think,
or night moving businesses. Oh, so these are like moving services that only function at night, under the cover of darkness, we might say. These firms sometimes steered or managed, you could say, or led by former evaporated people. Aha! They turned their sorrow and their unhappiness into a business, which isn't bad. They cater to those wishing to discreetly relocate with a variety of services. So if you cater to something or someone, you offer a service that they want. Sometimes schools will only cater to artists. For example, there's a artistic school in New York, and they only have very talented kids who either want to be actors, singers, performers, dancers, things like that. They cater to artistic students. Or we often, this is a way we use it. Literally, though, if you cater at a party, you're providing food and drink. But we use it for other things, actually, even a lot more. So, yeah, they cater to a certain clientele. You can go there to get your hair cut, but they cater to the rich and famous. So they're really set up to provide services for a certain group of people.
Right, so these particular businesses, Yonigeya, I think that's Ye Tao Wu in Chinese, and they cater to those who want to relocate and they want to do it discreetly. If you do something discreetly, that means you do it without people noticing. Yes, be discreet. Don't let people know what you're doing there. And so they want to get away without people noticing, and they provide a variety of services, and those include moving in the dead of night.Of course, if you move at night, it's less likely that you'll be seen unless there are surveillance cameras that shine ultraviolet light or I guess it would be infrared to try to see you there.
Nowadays,
They could also help you locate secret hideouts. A hideout is a place to go hide. Sometimes criminals have a hideout, a place that they go to evade the police. And then also these companies ensure their customers' whereabouts are not tracked. Your whereabouts just means your location, and they just want to make sure that they're not being followed by the police or by detectives or whatever. Yeah, if you want to get away from it all, you could contact these companies, and they'll help you escape from society.
For me, at least, I see this word whereabouts used more when they're reporting on police events. For example, the thief's whereabouts remain unknown. We don't know where he is. But, we wouldn't say like... I noticed an example in one of the dictionaries that we have is they say, whereabouts do you come from? I think that that's more casual. Where I grew up, we didn't use that particular phrase. But yeah, his whereabouts are unknown. The police have no idea where he is. But their whereabouts aren't tracked. Nowadays, that's almost impossible. If you have a phone, you are tracked.Period. Anyone can track you from anywhere in the world these days.
There may be some advice people may be providing for people to not be tracked. Who knows what you can do if you want to escape.
Dump your phone, yeah.
I was also wondering if any of those people from Japan have ended up here in Taiwan as Japanese teachers or whatever. You never know.
This is a great place, yeah.
In any case, here, let's move on to the next paragraph. It says, another factor or another reason to help those wishing to disappear is Japan's rigid protection of privacy rights. Your privacy is protected in Japan, and that's where they can help these people escape. To comply with these strict regulations, the police won't look for missing persons except when a crime or accident is involved. So they've got these regulations there, and the police need to obey those regulations, or they need to comply with them. To comply just means to do what you're supposed to do, especially if it's a regulation or a law or a rule or whatever. You need to comply with the rules of this restaurant and not smoke while you're eating.
Yeah, this is kind of a phrase we're hearing in America right now. Do not comply, because we don't like what the government's doing. So if you comply, like Tom said, you obey, you do what you're supposed to. They're usually not even laws, they're regulations. So the police won't look for missing persons unless someone that knows them or a family member goes and reports them. They just will leave it alone. Or if they hear that a crime has been committed, or maybe there was an accident and this person evaporated after that, they will look at that point. So this allows the evaporated people to settle into new environments. They can also, which this is amazing, withdraw cash from their accounts without being detected. That's pretty amazing. Nowadays, we don't even have privacy with our bank accounts. Mm. So the phenomenon, this particular thing that's happening in Japan of these evaporated people, it's a painful reminder of social pressures. You would think, you know, we're so modern these days, we no longer have to worry about social pressures, but they've actually become worse, especially for our teenagers who are committing suicide for various reasons. So there are still lots of social pressures, even though we like to call ourselves modern, and people will do just about anything to escape them. Hopefully they're not killing themselves or committing suicide. That's the worst thing. If you see something like that, make sure you intervene and make sure that person knows they're loved and they're wanted.
Exactly. So let's not try to evaporate or disappear. Hopefully things will work out at home, and hopefully they'll work out in Japan as well. And that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Let's listen now to our Chinese teacher.
再来看到第五个句子，那所以基本上哦，根据民间团体的统计，他们觉得官方的数字只是冰山一角 ，just the tip of the iceberg。好，再来请同学看到第三段，那为什么这些人可以这么容易的人间蒸发呢？原来还是有一些所谓的这种民间的公司、搬家公司会帮他们在晚上很快的完成搬家这件事情。好，请同学看到第二个句子 ,These firms sometimes steered by former evaporated people. 在 steered by, 请画起来。一般而言 ,steer 我们会觉得跟驾驶有关，对吧？但这里的 steer 表示说这家公司哦是由谁在掌管，在执掌的。好，那后面我们来看主要动词是 cater to， 这些公司他们的业务呢就是专门在协助有这部分需求的人。什么样的需求的人呢？ Those wishing to discreetly relocate。 好， discreetly 就是很低调的，刻意避免别人注意到的。那 relocate 当然就是搬到另外一个地方了。再来请看到第四段的第一个句子。好， another factor， 这里就是我刚刚所讲到，我们知道这些人间蒸发不太可能一般人平白无故就消失，再也找不到。那有这种搬家公司的帮忙以外，还有跟日本的社会制度也有关系，他们相当的重视隐私。所以这边这个句子第四段第一个句子提到 Japan's rigid protection of privacy rights， 所以讲到日本政府对于隐私权的保障，以作者的角度来看，有时候是比较僵化的 rigid。 那第二个句子 to comply with these strict regulations， 为了要遵守这些法规， comply with 那就是配合这些法规不违法，所以动词用 comply with， 请同学特别注意。好，以上呢就是我们针对这篇文章所做的中文讲解，谢谢大家。
That's all for today. Thanks for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program and look a little bit more into this topic of the evaporated people in Japan. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.